En route to meet her father, a world-renowned archaeologist, Kat Hamilton is arrested minutes after her arrival in Asunción, Paraguay. Trapped there in a web of deceit and corruption, she is forced to decode an 18th-century Latin journal, the Jesuit Papers, before she can join her father in the Upper Chaco, a jungle region that natives call the Green Hell. Although the translation appears a simple task for one with Kat's language skills, she must travel to Nick Ramsey's vast estate, La Quinta, in order to do the job. There, she's befriended by Tigrero, Nick's foreman, who is a former Jesuit priest and who can help her with the journal's coded passages that become more difficult as they progress. But it is Nick who poses the greater problem. Despite his unpredictable nature and obvious mistrust of women, Kat must fight her growing attraction to him. Meanwhile, Nick has troubles of his own. Drought is ruining his crops, and something or someone is killing his cattle. Pilar, a striking Indian woman from Nick's past, has vowed to seek revenge, and the local witch doctor is stirring his workers to rebellion. When Pilar learns of the Jesuit papers, she believes they hold the key to a hidden fortune. She convinces one of Nick's trusted workers to help her kidnap Kat so the latter can guide them into the Chaco to find the treasure. But drought has dried up the jungle waterways, and Kat and her kidnappers are forced to cross the treacherous expanse on foot. The trek is arduous, and captured by the cannibalistic Toba Indians, their plight becomes dire. Nick and Tigrero are on the way, but can they reach Kat in time? A literary novel of adventure and suspense, The Jesuit Papers combines a plot of modern-day political intrigue with the authentic and fascinating history of Paraguay, as well as an element of romance. This is the kind of book I like to read, and I had fun writing it. I hope you'll have fun reading it, too.